Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marty Swedberg.
Hi, welcome back to another edition of Marty's Friends, Perspective Transformation, and our guest today is Sarah Michelle Brown. We are going to be talking about how to add video now, how to get yourself to go live. And I know this is a challenge for so many, especially women, but everybody probably. Sarah Michelle is a video consultant who helps us embrace our beautiful imperfections, uncover our unique on-camera personalities, and learn simple tech to create relatable, genuine, and professional videos. During this hour, you're going to discover the five reasons we talk ourselves out of going live on video and the truth that will reduce your anxiety now, the three things to keep in mind when shooting selfies, the seven reasons you must go live ASAP. Sarah Michelle Brown is from the website videosthatshine.com. Welcome to you, Sarah.
So much. Thank you so much, Marnie. This is such a pleasure to come here and chat about going live with you.
Well, I tell you what, when I was looking around for someone to help us with this, I was blown away by your website, as well as you offer an amazing five-day training program there for free, which you guys need to go check out at videosthatshine.com. And I loved it. It was really, really good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a video visibility challenge, because I know lots of people are terrified of making videos. So I was like, let me just help them to understand it doesn't have to be so scary.
Right. And you work with a lot of gals who don't have all the bells and whistles and a whole staff.
Yep.
So you get us.
Exactly. Like, we are often doing it ourselves at this point when it comes to video. We're not necessarily hiring a crew of people to come and make our business videos for us. It's us in our homes by ourselves figuring this out. So, right. You know, people need that support.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk first about why we don't do it. I think that for me personally, if we just take the clock back 10 years, none of us saw anybody unless they were a professional talking head model like that.
Yeah.
It's really changed.
Yeah, it's drastically changed. And it's true, like before, not that long ago, the only people that we saw on our screens were those who were professionally paid to be there.
Right.
And now, as entrepreneurs in the time that we're living in, we get to be those people. We get to step in the spotlight. And that can be a really daunting thing, you know? We're like, oh my God, you want me to step in the spotlight? But I can just like hide behind my website, you know? It's definitely a very different time now, for sure.
So what are the five reasons that women talk themselves out of going live?
Yeah. Let me start with the big one. Well, one of the big ones. They're all kind of big, but one big reason is just straight up fear. And it's fear of the future, of what might happen if you put yourself out there. Could you get trolls who say nasty things while you're on a live video? You know, you go to that worst case scenario when you're standing, you're like in your house by yourself, staring at the camera, and you have that fear, that awful, dreaded fear hit you. Another part of that fear is like, there's one place where you're standing in front of that camera and you're afraid of the future. The other thing that comes up is you are afraid of the past. And the past of like people telling you not to shine, of you're too this, you're not enough of that. How dare you have an opinion or a feeling that you should put yourself out there? And you're just like, standing in front of this camera, and the future and the past are doing a whirlwind in your gut, and you're just like sweating and like, you know, So fear is a huge reason why people, women in particular, talk themselves out of going live. Right. I'm curious for you, when you first started, what was your experience with video?
Yeah. So, well, when I first started, it was 1996 when my first book was published by New York Publisher. Right. And I had to go be on a home show and do a cooking segment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I set up this little mock studio in my living room with my camcorder.
Yeah.
And I recorded some. It was really instructional because I found that I was doing a lot of crossing my arms in front of my body. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's still really safe and valuable to do a little practice before you go live.
It's true. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, the first time that I was on camera as an actor, I had just gotten back from going to theater school in New York. And I thought, like, I was like, I'm an actor. Woohoo. But then I got onto a film, my first film set, with, like, these lines that I was supposed to, like, that I'd memorized. And, oh, I fell apart. You know, I just got so scared. And that fear of, like, oh, my God, everyone's looking at me and they're expecting me to do something. Like, I was so afraid. So let's roll on to number two, the second reason why women, why we talk ourselves out of going live. And that is belief. And I'll even add on to that false belief.
Yeah.
But they have this belief, and they believe it's true that they look terrible on camera, or they sound terrible on camera. They believe they're not enough of one thing or too much of another. Things that I often hear is, like, they believe that they are too loud, too shy, too introverted, too full figured, too skinny, too old, too boring. Like, the list just goes on and on and on. And the flip side is, like, when they feel like they're not enough. So they're not pretty enough, not young enough, not interesting enough, not smart enough.
Hmm.
And they believe that no one wants to hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a whole heavy thing to put onto video, you know, that belief. So that's number two.
Yeah.
Number three is backlash. So they're worried and concerned. The laugh, right? Because I think so many of us can relate to this. It's like backlash either from the public, like negative backlash. They don't like what you're doing. Or backlash from loved ones, you know, of like, who does she think she is? This isn't how I see you. Unsupportive partners. You know, the worry that if they truly dare to put themselves out there, that there will be negative consequences from other people. Right.
And I mean, that one, honestly, might happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of my clients right now is working through that exact thing. And we'll talk more about it later, of like what working through the video process does to these things, all these reasons that we have for not putting ourselves out there. And it's actually quite magical.
Yay. I actually saw a comment the other day, and it was at Amazon. It was a book review.
Yeah.
And the person loved the book, raved about the book, just thought the book was the best book ever. It didn't say one negative thing about the book, and gave it 4 stars out of 5. And I'm just scratching my head thinking, okay, what would it have taken to get you to go to a 5?
Yeah.
A lot of us, we just have to recognize that it isn't about us at all. It's about the person who's doing the commenting.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And, like, if you think about it, like, logically, for anything that exists in our world, there is someone who loves it, someone who hates it, someone who's indifferent to it. Every single thing that we've ever put out there in the world, even like something that is in nature, flowers, there'll be somebody who's like, oh my God, I just love flowers. Somebody else is like, oh, I hate flowers. Ugh. And somebody's like,
I'm allergic.
You know, I'm allergic, exactly. You know, but if you think of any, like, politician, any artist,
everything.
Movie or book, like, everything. So if you can, and this comes through the process of getting comfortable on camera, when you can start to accept that, like, you are speaking to a specific group of people who are going to get you, and the ones who don't get you, meh, they'll find someone who they connect with. You know, if you can let go of the people who don't get you, and that is also includes people in your life. You know, if you can let go of that need for approval from them and do what you need, you know, what you're here to do.
Right, exactly. What's number four?
Number four is, it's another B, sort of. It's belief that they suck on camera. And I can't, Marnie, there are just so many of my students that, like, when they sign up for one of my programs, the very, like, one of the first things they tell me is, like, so Sarah, just so you know, I suck on camera, and that's just the state of things. So I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know. Let's just do the work. And then, you know, in a few weeks, they're like, oh, my God, look at me shining. I'm, like, so excited. And, like, you know, it's a belief. And they take it as truth that just because right now they suck on camera and maybe they've tried a few times and it was terrible, you know, they're standing in front of that camera and they get sweaty, their heart's racing, they forget what to say, they're awkward, they're terrified. It's like, what do I do with my hands? Like, my face feels frozen. And, like, I'm shrinking myself, and this weird version of myself is being recorded. And they just go, oh my God, that was awful, and I can't do it. And I think that comes out of, like, just the arts in general, where people think certain things are talent and not something that is learned.
Skills, right.
You know what I mean? That it's actually a skill. And being on camera, if you think of it like running a marathon, that Marnie, if you decided, like, or we as a pair, we're like, let's go run a marathon. And then in a couple hours, we go and try and run a marathon. Like, it's going to go horrifically bad because we haven't trained. We haven't prepared our mindset for running a marathon or our bodies for running a marathon. And we're going to be, like, in pain, agony. We're like, oh, my God, I can't run a marathon. Well, true, because you are not prepared. So it's the exact same thing with being on camera, getting confident on camera, making amazing videos. You know, it truly is about experience and building that muscle. And not just trying it once or twice and deciding you suck at it, but really committing to the process of learning how to do it. But it's a belief, that, you know, and I think a lot of people think it's the truth. Like, just because you suck on camera right now, if you just hold on to that and you don't try and change, then, yep, you're going to suck on camera for the rest of your life. But if you can understand that this is just not the truth, then, you know, you're further along than so many people.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the fifth reason that we won't do it?
The last but not least, I think so many women can relate to this one, and some of the men who may be listening, or non-binary friends who may be listening, but women in particular really relate to this, is they ask themselves, who am I to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and part of that is, like, ongoing suppression of women's voices, of our value, that we've just internalized. And, you know, for a woman to take up her true space in the world without feeling guilty about it, without feeling fearful about it, but to own her space and to say that she has a voice and a message to put out in the world, the so many times the first thing, you know, that women start to think is, who am I to do this?
Yeah.
Who's going to listen to me? Oh, my God. Who am I to shine?
Right.
Right?
So many of these reasons go back to the lie that says that we have to be something in particular in order for this to be okay.
Yeah.
And in the truth is that we have to be ourselves for this to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And owning that who you are exactly as you are is more than enough. It's actually beautiful.
Great. Yeah. And this is where we are on the journey that we're on. And if we, you know, one of the fun things that you see on YouTube is people will go back and they'll watch one of their first videos and they'll be just laughing about how, you know, they've evolved, really. They've progressed from very simple to much more elaborate.
Yeah.
But everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah. It's true, including myself. I think a lot of people see my videos and the training and they're like, oh my God, she was born that way. maybe she's born with it. No, maybe it's training and hard work.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
And it's funny, Marnie, because a big surprise to a lot of people when they hear this about me is that I'm actually a natural introvert. I'm an introvert who can extrovert herself. Like, you know, I do have that as one of my superpowers, but oh no, I'm a full-on introvert. So for me, putting myself out there isn't easy the way people think it is. I've just made it possible. You know, I've gotten rid of the tough stuff that would hold me back. And I allow myself to be my nerdy, fun-loving self.
That's great. So take us into the three things to keep in mind when we're shooting selfies.
Can I actually back us up a quick second?
Yes, of course.
I would love to let people, like, we gave them the reasons why they talk, like why women talk themselves out of going live, but I'd love to give them like the truth, like the real truth that will help to reduce their anxiety.
Sure.
So here, listen up. The truth that will reduce your anxiety about making videos and in particular live streams is if video feels really super scary to you, for you to do, really intimidating, it freaks you out, it means you're approaching it in the wrong way. So video in and of itself is something that actually should feel and can feel exciting and fun to do. So if you are, you know, you're about to press that record button and you're having a freak out, you know, you're melting down. You're like, oh my God, who am I to do this? This sucks. Look at my face. It's, it just means you've been approaching it the wrong way. And what will help to relieve your anxiety is that there is a right way. If you're standing in front of the camera and you're terrified and you're scared and you're like, oh my God, video is always going to feel like that. The truth of it is you're just in the first phase. You're stuck in the first phase. You're not doing enough videos. You're doing one every now and then. It's freaking you out. You go, oh my God, I can't do this. And you stay stuck in that first phase. So let go of some of that anxiety and know the first phase sucks. It's awful. Your videos will be terrible at the beginning. And when you give yourself the freedom to make really bad videos at the beginning, take some pressure off, it allows you to move forward. So one way, and actually there's one last thing I wanted to mention about reducing your anxiety around video is stop making business videos at the beginning. Stop completely, because the pressure you feel when you're doing business videos and you're just terrified in front of the camera, it slows down your progress. So at the very beginning, when you can barely breathe on camera, I want you to only do practice videos. And practice videos should be short, non-business topics, fun topics for you to talk about, and easy. So something as simple as my favorite color is blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah. And only share these early practice videos in safe spaces. So don't show it to a partner who's going to be like, what the hell is this? Show it to people who will go, hey, I love that moment where you smiled. Hey, I love how you turned to the camera that one time.
Yeah, or you showed up.
Exactly. You did it. Hooray, you did it. You know,
right.
People will encourage what is positive about your actions. Because your inner critic is already taking care of the things that aren't working. It's already letting you know what's wrong. It's on overdrive.
Yeah, I love that. That's really great advice. I love the concept of 1.0, 2.0, eventually 4.0, where you just know that you cannot go straight from out of the box all the way to professional.
Yeah, it goes back to, and I think, you know, so true, Marnie. It's just like exactly like that marathon analogy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just out of the box. You're like, I'm going to run a marathon today. Like, it's going to go horribly wrong. So it's the same with video. And take heart if you've made terrible videos. Like, for me, I'm like, woohoo, you've made terrible videos. You're exactly where you should be. Like, congratulations, keep going. So
right.
It's just about how to approach it. Yeah.
Yeah, we can learn from it. We can learn from it. And the beautiful thing is that we'll always be our own worst critic. And so to just know that that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's something around the inner critic where especially it shows up, especially with video, but I do think it shows up in other areas of life and business too. But the inner critic, when it comes up, like if you're standing in front of that camera and the inner critic just is like, oh my God, your voice is terrible. Oh my God, like who's going to want to see all those wrinkles on your face? Your hands are so awkward. And it starts just saying all these things to you, you know, like the inner critic just like manifests. What the inner critic is actually doing here is like it has a job and its job is to try to keep you safe. So it's telling you what it wants you to hear and what it knows will keep you from taking steps forward and stepping outside of your comfort zone. So if it knows that you feel insecure about your size, it's just going to be like, who's going to want to look at your ample butt? You know, who's going to want to watch you and X, Y, Z? It will insert exact, like things that will exactly stop you from going forward. So, but it's so funny because when the inner critic starts speaking and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm too old to make videos. We believe that's the truth, but no, it's not the truth. That negative voice is just the inner critic telling you what it wants to tell you in order for you to not take action. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. Right before I went to Africa last fall, I had a knockdown, drag-out fight with God. I was like, you are crazy to send me. I'm big. I'm me. There's all kinds of reasons why you shouldn't be sending me. Mm. And the truth, he just kept saying to me, you're just perfect, Marnie. You're perfect, Marnie. And in the sight of God, through the blood of Jesus, I am perfect right now, just the way I am, even though of course, there are things about me that are imperfect. Mm. But from God's perspective, we're on a journey from, you know, where we started to where we're going to be, and where we are today. He's very comfortable with us being where we are on the journey, and He continues to draw us close to His heart and to say, "I love you, just the way you are, and I have a purpose for you on planet Earth right now." You are. So I so agree with that.
Yeah. And it's funny, we go kicking and screaming towards our purpose so much of the time.
We do. A lot of times. Because honestly, if we're living fully into who God created us to be, the purpose is so much bigger than what we would say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So take us into the selfies. Let's go ahead and move forward here because we've got a lot more ground to cover yet. Yes. Selfies are pretty intimidating. Of course, it's all intimidating if you're new at it.
Yeah.
But what are some tips that we should keep in mind?
Sure. I have three tips here for you and a bonus fourth tip. And and this can go to, and actually maybe two bonus tips. So hold on, just adding one more right now. So whether it's selfies, as in like you're doing a photo selfie, or if you're doing like a casual kind of selfie live video type of thing, there's a few things that you should keep in mind, because you want to always make sure you're putting your best foot forward. Number one is the camera angle. I cannot tell you how many times I see amazing entrepreneurs put their camera down below their chin. And I cry a little bit inside every time I see it. Because it's the least flattering angle on the human face, is to have a camera down below your chin somewhere. Like if it's from the nose down, it just gets less and less flattering the further down you get. And I just, so many people put, like, I think a lot of people don't think about where to position the camera. They just kind of go, okay,
sure,
this is easy here. I'll just plop it here. And often it's like, I'll put it on the table, and then the table is below your chin, so you're looking up your nose, right? So instead of looking up your nose, the first thing you should keep in mind is you want to keep the camera at eye level or ever so slightly higher. It's the most flattering position for the human face. And then we're not looking.
Yeah,
and also with that, like, then we're not looking up your nose, we're not looking up at your chin, and I think a lot of women in particular are worried if they have a double chin. So don't put the camera so we're staring right at it, and you're going to be, because then you're going to cry, you're going to see it and go, oh my gosh, my double chin. So do yourself a favor and position that camera in the way that is most flattering for faces. So eye level or just slightly higher. So that's the first thing when it comes to selfies, and you'll instantly start taking better selfies if you've been holding it, like keeping your camera low. And this again goes for like videos as well when you're filming yourself. The next thing to keep in mind is lighting. And even if you're not using lights, paying attention to the type of light that hits your face is really important to do. So generally speaking, you don't want to have direct sunlight on your face. In particular, the worst lighting you can have on your face is like midday around noon and the sun is right above you. If you think of like movies that have interrogation scenes and they have like a light bulb on top of somebody and there's all these dark shadows under their eyes and stuff like that, that's what it does. So no interrogation lighting, okay, guys? The best lighting for faces in general, if you're just using natural light, is if you're near a window that doesn't have direct sunlight coming in, it's just like a soft light in the room, just face the window. And you'll see wonders happen. And this way, we're not having any harsh shadows on your face, no harsh light on your face. It's something that's called diffused lighting. And that's always like the ideal lighting, where it's not directly hitting and it's harsh. It's like there's some sort of a barrier between you and the direct lighting source. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So whether it's like just like your house, because your house is blocking the sun that's right above, and it's just the window, like the light from the window coming in, that's so pretty. Whether you are outside and if it is like a direct sunlight day, get yourself under some sort of a covering so that you don't have the interrogation lighting on your face. just to make sure there's nice, even lighting on your face. And I encourage people to walk around like with your camera in selfie mode. Take a tour around your house and just pay attention, like with detachment, to how different scenarios affect your face. And so it's like, okay, if I face the light or if I face the window, this is what happened. If I face away from it, here's what happened. And just pay attention to what happens on your face and take note of where you like the light the best. Yeah.
And I think one thing from experience working with people on this too, it mm-hmm. can take a little while to find the right spot. It's not, mm-hmm. you might just happen upon the right spot immediately, but more frequently you might have to take 10, 20 minutes to mm-hmm. find a spot where you're comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And allow yourself, like, I always encourage my peeps to have a mad scientist perspective of all this, so that you are experimenting, and part of experimenting, and the most part of experimenting, is to find out what doesn't work. And to just note that and be like, okay, that does not work. Let me try over here. Ooh, that's really bad on my face. Okay, let me try over here. But to allow yourself to be a mad scientist and experiment and just see what the light does when you go for a tour around your house in selfie mode. Yeah?
Yep. Cool. What's number three?
Number three is when you're doing both a selfie as a photo or you are doing a video in selfie mode, look into the lens, not at yourself. And here's why. So when you are doing a selfie and you're looking at yourself, as somebody watching, I can tell you're looking at yourself. So when, and it's even worse with video. If you're doing a video and you're staring at yourself on the screen, like, we know you're looking at yourself. It comes across as quite narcissistic and, like, detached. And the best way to find the lens, if you're, like, looking at your phone and you're like, okay, I don't know where the lens is. Sarah, how do I know where to look? The best thing to do is to put your phone into selfie mode and with your thumb, cover the areas that you think are the might be the lens. And when your thumb blocks that particular hole, that's your lens and that's where you look. Okay. So it's like, it's just as a viewer watching somebody talk to themselves, it's just disconcerting and it feels not so professional. So yeah, look into the lens and not at yourself when you're doing these things.
Okay. Cool. We had two bonus ones.
Yeah. So the bonus ones, the first one has to do with if you're doing like a selfie, but it's like a live stream type of thing. If you ask questions of your audience during your live stream, don't wait for the answers. Ask the question and then move on. And then if people respond, go back and address it. But it's so awkward if you're like, okay, guys, where are you from? Let me know where in the world you're joining me from. And then you're waiting and nobody answers. It's so awkward. So don't wait for the answer. Just, hey guys, where are you from? Let me know in the comments. Okay, let's move on. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, look, so-and-so is from Houston. Oh, hey, they're from Malaysia. Like, just don't wait. Just keep moving. Because it can make you feel uncomfortable too, because it's like an awkward moment. You're looking awkward. So just keep moving forward. And last but not least, for just the bonus tips here, is consider using a tripod. And this is particularly if you're doing selfies in like video, it's like a video selfie. Tripods can help in so many ways as far as helping your videos look more professional, keeping the camera steady, and not exhausting your arm if it's a long selfie video. But it's a great way to easily make your videos look instantly more, your like selfie videos look more professional.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to add one myself here is to find your own default video setting. So as you guys are doing more and more live streams and showing up on, video podcasts, things like that now are going video. You're going to be on Zoom meetings with your family and your churches and like this. So find a space that can just be set up and ready to roll anytime you need to go live, so that you don't have to every single time be thinking, where can I go? What can I do? You know, to me, to have, I bought a screen that goes behind me that I can pull out in 30 seconds and just go from completely not ready to all the way ready in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So I just encourage you, whatever it takes, so that you can increase your comfort level with the surroundings, so that you can give all of your attention to the video.
Yeah. Yeah. And that comes with time too. Like,
absolutely.
Like how I mentioned before about the mad scientist, like the beginning is like, it's the most awkward part of making videos is the very beginning. And it can be, again, very painful for some people, but, once you get past that first awkward phase and you start to understand, like, again, like, you know, I can pull this background out, or I just, for me, I just whip my ring light out from underneath my couch and, you know, you have your quick go-tos. But great tip. Yeah.
Super. Okay. Let's go ahead to the 7 reasons that we need to get ready to go live right now.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny, when you sent me this, Marnie, I was just like, oh yes. So very relevant right now.
It is.
So let's start with number one being, in the particular time of the world that we're living in right now, video is the next thing, and sorry, live video is the next best thing to being in person.
Yeah.
So your audience, your dream clients, everyone around the world right now needs to have that feeling of connection. And when you go live and you're able to interact with people and show up as your best and brightest self for them, it makes them feel a little bit less alone. So live video right now is a great way to bring that connection that your audience needs right now, to give them compassion because you are listening to them and you are showing up for them. And you're giving them some inspiration because you're showing that you're not letting strange times keep you down, and you, mm-hmm. and you, you know, show up as the leader for them. And, you know, right now when people are not really hugging each other very much, and who knows what the future is going to bring as far as how we interact in person with each other, any touch point that you can give your audience that has more meaning, that has more personality, that you're not hiding behind anything. You're not hiding behind your copy or your website. You are saying, here I am, let's connect. Anything you can do like that, when it is, you know, and particularly for live video, just really gives them something. And, you know, I'll tell you a quick tip. Or not even a tip, Marnie. It's more like, it's just how I live my life and how I embrace videos. Yeah, it's video is not about look at me. It's about giving something.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, hey, this is the Sarah show. Woohoo! Like, the party's over here. I mean, I could say that stuff, but the energy that I'm giving is all about them. It's not about me. I show up and I give them, you know, some moments in time with me. I give them my energy. I give them my heart, and it's for them. It's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking back to when the internet, you know, I'm old enough that when the internet became a thing, I would say, having a website is now kind of the same as how having a phone number used to be, where you wouldn't be in business, you wouldn't be a speaker, you wouldn't be a planner or whatever without a phone number. Now you have to have a website.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like you have to be available by video.
Yeah.
That this is almost like the basic things of having a phone number and having a website is that you are current with what our culture has to have right now, is that you can go live online.
Yeah, it's true. And you just...
I mean, this has really changed just from 6 months ago.
Right. Yeah, and it's funny because that thing around people who do use video and people who don't, like I think, you know, so much of the time nowadays, like I buy from people who are very visible online and who have video, you know, who have video presences. I just feel more connected to them.
Yeah. Right. absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, what's gotta go live?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the second reason is because the world needs your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no one, I know we have however many billion people on the world in the world, but there is no one out there who can share what you do the way that you do, with your personality and your own story. There's no one who can share it just like you. And, you know, life is short. And, it, you know, what's funny is, like, I just feel like women in particular often don't express their full voice, whether it's shouting, we're told to be quiet, or our opinions, when it comes to putting yourself out there and claiming your space in the world, video is a really beautiful way to do that. Because you're saying, with all your bumps and warts and this, that, and the other, you're saying, I'm here and I'm showing up to be of service. And I do it in my unique way, and I'm here to help. And it doesn't matter if you're an introvert or if you're an extrovert, everybody has a voice. And it shows up differently for every single person. And so to go live in the world now is really about adding positivity to the world, you know? And being of service to the world. And I think, like, now more than at least in my lifetime, we need people who are positive minded, who are looking to make the world a better place and be helpful. We need more of those people to show up online.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're speaking my language there. I always say, when God strung together your 3 billion base pair of DNA, He did it in a particular way. You're the only you that the world will ever know, and we need you to be fully you. Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay,
perfect.
What's number three?
Okay, so number three is a bit of a caveat, because I don't want to say, like, I know this is around why you need to go live ASAP, but I also want to add onto that is, first you need to go through the process. So, you know, going live, just like, if you're like, okay, Sarah, I'm going to go live on my page, and then it sucks, and your dream clients are like, oh my God, that was so unprofessional. Like, that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
So, start the process now, and don't wait until it's urgent. You know, so many times I see entrepreneurs who start at the end of their video journey as opposed to the beginning. So they're like, all of a sudden they're just like, hey, I need a sales video. So I'm going to make a sales video. Don't wait till then. Start now, because going through the process of learning how to get comfortable on camera, learning how to have fun with your videos, learning how to make it an exciting adventure as opposed to a terrifying chore, it takes a bit of a process.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to be able to show up and be your beautiful, unique self, in your live streams, you need to go through the process of getting comfortable on camera first. Okay. So, yeah.
So important.
I just say, like, don't wait until it's urgent.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Number four, you want to roll in?
Yep.
Okay. Number four. And this also relates to the piece around training, but it is related to the live as well. But it's, the longer you wait, the more your inner critic has time to continue to build up your fear. So, yeah, I'm sure there was a few giggles out there on that one. It's like, oh, I know what that is. But you know, they talk how so often it's like the fear of the thing is so much worse than the actual thing.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with video, but the more that you hold, you know, that you delay it in that you don't make it a priority, the stronger your inner critic goes, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't do this. Here are the 5 million reasons why you shouldn't do this. And if you wait another week, oh, here's the 6 million reasons why you shouldn't do this. So the longer you wait to get started on your video adventures, you know, it just makes it a little, you know, that much more difficult for you because your inner critic has more time to, like, dig in its feet.
Yeah, for sure. Just step. I always think there's a verse in the Bible that says that God's word is a light to my path and a lamp to my feet. And I like to compare that to a dark night in the woods with a flashlight. And you don't know everything you're going to need to see. But what you do know, you know what to do next. You know where your foot can go next, safely go. Yeah. And so that's what we're talking about today is, yeah, go live, but don't necessarily go on Good Morning America live.
Right.
Go the next step live now.
Exactly. And for people, if they, you know, we were talking about my visibility challenge, go live in a safe space. If people want to, you know, if you're listening and you're like, ooh, this all sounds great, but where do I do all this? Go grab my visibility challenge because I have a Facebook group where you can go and go live and practice in there. Practice. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Number five.
The number five reason why you should go live ASAP is because video is only gaining importance for your business. It's not getting less. It's not going backwards. Video is just gaining more and more steam and becoming just a staple for successful businesses now. So if you're serious about building, you know, the life and business of your dreams, video needs to be an important part of it. So the sooner you start the process of getting comfortable on camera, the baby steps of learning how to make amazing videos, the sooner you can be live, the sooner you can put yourself out there and you can know with all your heart that you are doing everything you can to grow your business, you know? Like, it's kind of like, it's almost like if you're baking something, I'm not a big baker, but I understand, like, there are really important ingredients in order to get, like, bread to rise. So if you're putting, like, all the ingredients, but you're leaving out that one really important one, like, you're going to have flatbread. And, like, hey, flatbread's yummy, too, but it's not the bread you were setting out to create for yourself. You know what I mean?
I really like this point, number five. It was only going to get, because I really feel like just like a phone number was or a website was, I think that's really where video is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had this period of time now where so many people have said, okay, I got thrown into the deep end and I will go live. And then there's a bunch of you who are still out there kind of dragging your feet or put your heels in saying, I'm not comfortable. Yeah. But I'm just going to tell you that that's like saying I'm not comfortable having a phone.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is now. And if you can just in your mind, if you can just shift from saying it's video, just reframe that and say, this is how I have conversations now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is it. This is the new speaking. This is the new talking. This is the new email.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not going to go away.
Yeah. And what's great about it as well, which I think so many people don't realize, is that when you do the work, video can feel as comfortable as conversations, regular conversations. You know, like right now it might feel scary and weird and horrible, but when you take it one step at a time, and again, when you approach it the right way, so that it does, as we talked about earlier, how the wrong way is like where video feels terrible, and the right way is that video actually feels fun and exciting. You know, being able to be comfortable with video is such a relief.
You know,
because, like, you know, Yeah, and like being able to get to the, yeah, and to get to the other side where video does feel comfortable, you're like, oh, I can actually do this. Then you know, like, you've got that really important ingredient for your business, and you can make the most out of it.
Love that. What's number six?
You know what? Before I do number six, there was this visual that came in my head when you were talking.
Oh, yeah.
And it just was like, it reminded me of my students, bless their hearts, you know, like, but people who first come into video and they're like, okay, and they dig in their heels and they're like, Sarah, just so you know, I'm going to suck at this. I just wanted to get that out. So, you know, don't get your hopes up. I'm going to suck at this. And it just brought this picture of like, have you seen like whenever somebody's trying to walk a cat on a leash? And the cat does not want to go for the walk. So they're trying to drag the cat, and the cat's just lying there. And it just reminded, I was like, you know, because we can get like that around stuff. And we all have different areas where we're stubborn and we decide we can't do something or we're not good at something. And it just reminded, I was like, you know, it would go so much better if the cat would just get up off of its feet and go for the walk, take it one step at a time. But no, it's just like kicking and screaming, like, no, I do not want to go for this walk. I don't want to go on this journey. But yeah, if you know, when people finally say yes to something and they mean it, all of a sudden, like, oh, hey, this might be a really nice walk and I can smell some flowers and, you know, it doesn't have to be this terrible thing that it becomes because you're digging your heels in.
Yeah. Good. Right. Okay, number six.
Okay, moving forward. Okay, so when it comes to reasons you must go live ASAP, the reason, I mean, it's a basic reason around video is putting yourself out there in this way consistently helps you to bring in more dream clients, helps you grow your business in uncertain times. Helps you bring in more money. And the reason that it does this is because it's building your know, like, and trust factor. So live video in particular really escalate that know, like, and trust factor because there's something daring and brave about going live because you never know what could happen. And so people learn how you react to things without it being edited away, you know? And so putting yourself out there in this really connective way, especially during uncertain times, the more that you do it, the more you accumulate that know, like, and trust factor. So I think it's like a really beautiful reason for why you need to go live ASAP.
One thing I want to just remind you guys about is that in social media, whether you're talking about at Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or even people who write books or people who speak publicly or whatever, you've got over 90% of the population is going to just stalk. They're just going to watch what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are here at this show. You're here because you're world changers. You're earth movers. You are changing things for now and forever. Yeah. And you guys are the ones that are saying, I want to be used by God. I want to make a difference in this world for now, for eternity. And so when we're talking to you, it's not like everybody wants to do this. Not everybody wants to do this. Not everybody wants to go live. But you guys, I know you do. And so this know, like, and trust factor is huge. And video, of course, we all know that we love to see our favorite people on video. We love to see our favorite people live. We look forward to that.
Yeah.
It's not something to shy away from because it's you. Go right for it. We're almost out of time, Sarah. What's number seven?
God. Okay, number seven is never underestimate visibility. Visibility, and in particular with video and live video, helps you to become a serious player in your industry. Video, and in particular live video, helps you to become the go-to person in your field. It's no joke. That's number seven.
Yeah, I love that. This has just been so good. And just to encapsulate it all is that if you're going to become that go-to person, if you want to be the person that your people look to, or they are looking to, then you have to go live on video, like
you
soon.
Yeah.
You have to.
Do it.
We stand here calling you.
Yes.
Go live on video.
Yes.
Sarah, what a wonderful show. Thank you so much for sharing so much of your brilliance with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Marnie. This was really a lot of fun.
And you guys want to make sure to go over to www.videosthatshine.com. Sarah, when they get over there, what are they going to find?
Well, right now, the first thing they're going to find is my 5-day video visibility challenge, which is free and fabulous. So if you've been hiding from your camera or freaking out in front of your camera, sweating, heart racing, blah, all that stuff we've talked about, you need to sign up for this video visibility challenge. And with that, you're going to get access to my free Facebook group that is for video newbies. And it's a safe space where everyone just encourages each other and cheers each other on. And with that, when you join that, you will be officially part of my video family. And we'll continue your video conversation in the group.
Awesome. So great. You guys totally want to check that out at videosthatshine.com. Again, there is a resource right there on the front page that you can get for free. And I want to just take a moment too, Sarah, and just commend you on your front page of your website, because when you guys go over there to videosthatshine.com, not only can you get this for free, but watch how she does this. She immediately helps us understand what she's good at, what she's the expert in, what she's the go-to person for. And then she gives us a reason to engage with her immediately, instantly. And so when you're working on your website, remember Sarah's page too for that as you're developing your own freebie and your own website design. Sarah, once again, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And you guys, thank you for being here. Can't have a show without listeners, and it's always so great to spend Wednesday afternoons live with you, as well as to those of you who watch the listen to the archives later or listen around the web, and we're just being syndicated by numerous additional stations lately. We are number one today again on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being here live with us. And for those of you who host us on your channel, thank you for that. If you want to host us on your website, just go to Blog Talk Radio and you can download the show box there and carry us live for your audience as well. It's been great to be with you, and I can't wait to see your videos. I have a YouTube channel over at Godly Women Worldwide. So it's www.godlywomenworldwide.com. That takes you to my YouTube channel, and you can check out some of my videos there. And again, to find more about Sarah, you can go to videos.shine.com. What a joy it's been being with you this afternoon. Hope you have a wonderful day. See you next time at Perspective Transformation with Marnie Friend. Bye-bye.